He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, June 24th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'm the guy who went on CNBC and called Apple dead money several months ago. I'm the guy who's been saying to avoid gold at all cost. I'm the guy who said bonds are perched on a cliff ready to plunge several months ago. I'm also the guy that raised the yellow flag 4 weeks ago, warning about this market, and my flag went to red last week. Today we'll be discussing why and how you should be handling this market right now. Now, if you've been listening to me, you've saved yourself a whole lot of trouble and a whole lot of heartache. And if you haven't been listening to me, well, that's what General George Custer did. He didn't listen to his Indian scouts who said, "Man, that's the biggest village we've ever seen." "Ah," he said, "it's a little band of Indians." Well, the rest is history. And the slaughter that went on in the bond market last week, I think, is equivalent to the massacre at Little Big Horn. What do we have going on today? Not a good day at all. The Dow is down 218 points so far. It's at 14,578. Looks like 15,000 is a bygone thought right now. The S&P is at 1566. I pointed out last week how it undercut important, very important support at 1600. It's now 1566. What does that mean for your portfolio? More on that in a moment. The NASDAQ down 53. The 10-year yield is now 2.61%. Gold down another $7 to $1,284. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, it's not always the best stocks now. It should be probably called the best assets now, the best investments now, something a little bit more broad, because stocks aren't always the best place to be, just like bonds aren't always the best place to be. Gold is not the best place to be sometimes. It depends on market circumstances. I began the year on CNBC, I got to look up the date, but I've got a poster of it here in my office with the headline, "Is Apple Dead Money?" And I answered, absolutely, it's dead money. Apple was at 458 at the time. Today, Apple is hovering right around $400 once again. If you get my newsletter every single week, I track these things we call asset classes. And I rank them on a weekly basis. I've told you in no uncertain terms to avoid gold at all cost. Have you looked at a chart of gold lately? It's ugly, and it's been ugly for a long time. I warned in no uncertain terms. I mean, I did everything but stand on the rooftop and shout it to the world. In fact, I did through Reuters. And through other news outlets, I said, avoid the bond market at all cost. It's going to get clobbered. You should see the casualties that I showed in my newsletter over the weekend. It didn't matter if it was muni bonds. It didn't matter if it was treasuries. It didn't matter if it was foreign bonds. It didn't matter if it was corporate bonds. They all got absolutely clobbered. I put up a yellow flag on the market over the last, 4 weeks ago on Friday. 4 weeks ago Friday, yellow flag warning here on the stock market on equities. Now, I'm not a perma bear by any means. In fact, I've been accused of being a perma bull. I've been fully invested for the most part in the market, cutting back from time to time like I have been lately since the S&P was 666. back in March of 2009. Of course, now it's 1567. It's up 900 points, but all of a sudden we're down 100 points from the high. I put up the yellow flag for the first time in months last 4 weeks ago. Said that you need to be careful here. There's oil on the speedway. If it's not cleaned up, there's going to be some accidents ahead. Who put the oil on the speedway? Well, our friend, it's at the Fed. There's no question about it. At that time, I said, look, the biggest fear that this market has to the ending this bull market, the biggest factor that could bring it to a screeching halt is the Fed and what they do with the punch bowl. The rest is history. He just mentioned the word punch bowl. And he just mentioned, he walked by a guy sipping on punch. He said, you know, you're going to have to taper that back pretty soon. You're not going to be able to guzzle that punch like you have been. At some point in time, you're going to have to taper back a little bit. And that was enough to flush the punch bowl. And woo, look at what interest rates have done, 2.61%. And of course, that has a ripple effect throughout the stock market. Now, you know that I also take a look at individual charts on a daily basis, hundreds of them. In my book, there's absolutely no substitute for doing the work and looking at the charts. And I see all these guys being wheeled onto these financial news channels. And one guy, you know, I've already heard a guy saying, oh, this market's overreacted. Stay the course. Custer stayed the course. George Armstrong Custer stayed the course. After being warned by his Indian scouts not to stay the course, 5 of the 7th Cavalry's companies were annihilated. Custer was killed, as were 2 of his brothers, a nephew and a brother-in-law. The total U.S. casualty count, including scouts, was 268 dead and 55 injured. Okay, let's count the casualties now if you did not heed the warnings on the bond market. Let's first look at the Vanguard total bond market laying here on the ground, bleeding profusely. Okay, this is the total bond market. This includes all bonds. So this ought to be a pretty good indicator of which bonds got hit. The answer to the question of which bonds got hit is all of the above. This thing was just at $84 not too long ago. Now all of a sudden, it's at $80. And look at the chart. The chart is absolutely nasty. The next casualty, and this is a big casualty, is treasuries, U.S. treasuries. Considered one of the safest investments in the world, backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. Well, treasuries are now down like 11 or 12% so far this year. You're getting a 2% yield, and you're down 12, 10, 12% on your principal. That's a net loss of 10%. Let's look at treasuries protected for inflation, because a lot of people have been sounding the warning flag, not me, but others, about roaring, rip-roaring inflation right around the corner. I do believe that inflation is out there lurking, but until it starts showing up in the charts and in the numbers and in the results, you're way ahead of the game on that scenario, and you're getting clobbered betting, investing in that scenario. Treasuries protected for inflation have been absolutely annihilated here in the last several months. How about muni bonds? Well, you should hang on to your muni bonds. You're getting double tax-free income. What about my principal? Income, phooey. My principal just got clobbered. In fact, I sent out a tweet last week that the worst chart that I saw all last week was MUB, the National Municipal Bond Fund, which is a good proxy for muni bonds. The last one that got hit, junk bonds, high yield bonds. People have been chasing yield. I've been guilty of chasing yield, and I've been hit a little bit here in my income accounts. Everything resembling a dividend or income has been hit, whether it's fair or unfair. But I'm still in positive territory with my income accounts. while the bond market is down 10 to 12% so far this year, and junk bonds were one of the other casualties from last week. Now, as we begin a new week, it doesn't look much better today, as we now have interest rates at 2.61%. Others said, well, you know what? What the Fed does has little effect on the global bond market. The global bond market also got clobbered. Now, you look at your portfolio. If you've been listening to me, you got out of bonds a long, long time ago. You don't have any bond exposure. If your guy or gal still has you in bonds, you know what Donald Trump would say? You're fired. You know what? You just got to take action on your own account. More on this when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let's continue on here with our discussion. I want to next talk about hedging a portfolio. Had somebody had a big bond portfolio that they were living off of and they did not want to sell their bonds, or they would have to incur big capital gains, or for whatever reason they wanted to ride through it, a portfolio could have been hedged. There's a lot of these ETFs now. In fact, there's a rising rates ETF. If you think rates are going to rise, buy the ETF. Or actually, it's a mutual fund, the rising rate mutual fund. And you could have hedged off and probably kept your portfolio about equal, because that portion of your portfolio would have went up wildly while your bonds went down wildly, and the net effect is they offset one another. In that regard, it's a hedge. Now, a stock portfolio can also be hedged, and I have used hedges many times in the past. I think personally that it's a little bit too soon to start hedging a stock portfolio. What I've been doing instead is just selling things and moving things to the sideline. My conservative growth account is now 57% in cash, sitting on the sidelines. And if I think that this thing's going to get worse, which I think it's too soon to call that, then I'll start buying some things that go up when the markets go down. All right, now, the next thing, tracking the performance, the rankings of various asset classes, to me, has been invaluable. If we look at treasuries a year ago today, treasuries were one of the best places to be. Why? Because interest rates were down around 1.25%, 1.35, 1.4, way down in that area. And treasuries overall were in my top 200 at that time from a performance point of view. But what happened? Treasuries bottomed out. Interest rates bottomed out. And treasuries peaked 1 year ago. Treasuries started to rise in rank. They went from about number 200 all the way up to 2,000. This is out of 3,400, just to put it into perspective. And today, treasuries are at about 2,600 out of 3,400. I like to focus on the top 200 or 300 stocks or asset classes or mutual funds, whatever the case may be at any given point in time. And the app Best Stocks Now told me that treasuries peaked last summer. They've been dropping in rank ever since, and I've had absolutely no interest whatsoever. But recently, not only have they been rising, they started to really rise at about the middle of May, and that's when I started sending out dire warnings on the bond market. And like I say, if you heeded the warnings, you saved yourself a whole lot of heartache. And if you didn't heed the warnings, you've taken a major hit to your asset allocation or your balanced or your fixed income portfolio. In fact, if I look at the pictures of the app, 1 year ago today, treasuries were ranked number 71. Where are they ranked today? 2,516. Now, I also send out tweets. I send out 7 or 8 very select tweets every single day. Back on August the 15th, I said, this is last year, the bond market continues to roll over. In other words, not only had it topped out, but it had begun to roll over. Now, this same rollover philosophy can be applied to anything. It's not just the bond market. Stocks, when they begin to roll over, and I show charts of what I mean by roll over all the time in my newsletter, I run. Stocks, sectors, asset classes, bond, anything, when it starts to roll over. Then, back in November of last year, here's the tweet. It's all on my app. It's all you got to do is go to TLT, look it up on the app, scroll down, and you can see the tweets in chronological order that I sent out about the bond market. Here's what I said back on September of last year. The bond market looks very ominous. Head and shoulders top forming. Well, you've seen what's happened to the bond market. I find the app to be a very useful tool in helping me manage money. Okay, let's next look at gold. Gold, for many years, was one of the leading asset classes in the market. If this doesn't prove anything else, it proves that markets are cyclical. Asset classes, stocks, sectors, they all fall in and out of favor. They go through cycles. The problem is gold started to fall out of favor about a year and a half ago. How high did gold get? I mean, it was pushing $2,000 an ounce there for a while, and now it's under $1,300 per ounce. Has gold ever been in my top 200 over the last 12 months? Absolutely not. For that reason, I've had no exposure to gold. Gold is currently ranked at about number 28, 2,900 out of 3,400 different things that I have to choose from. Look at the chart of gold. Gold is hitting new lows. That knowledge of where those asset classes are ranked at any given time, to me, is invaluable. Now, despite all of this, you know what? There's these so-called financial experts or gurus or pundits. I call them salesmen for the most part. If a guy writes a gold newsletter, for instance, and his whole firm is built around gold, and he's been crying for the last 2 years to buy gold, and it continues to hit new lows, you think he's going to back off his call to buy gold? No. It will ruin his credibility. He'll have to admit that he was wrong. I'm talking about one Peter Schiff, who says a vicious gold rally is coming. Well, he might be right, but he's been wrong for the last 2 years. How many people has he lured into his little trap, his little Venus flytrap? Whoa, get out of the stock market and buy gold. You've got inflation right around the corner. Eventually, he's going to be right, but in the interim, he's cost folks a lot of money, and he's too proud to admit that he's been wrong. What's he do? He doubles down. Well, by now, he's quadrupled down. He's whatever number we're at. Peter Schiff last week said a vicious gold rally is coming. If you don't know who he is, you can look him up. He's on TV all the time, along with many other doomsday gold bugs that have been calling for $3,000 gold for a long time. Now, we may get there someday, but I'll let my app and my ranking system tell me when that time is coming. All right, enough about bonds. Enough about gold. When we come back, what about equities? That's where we're headed next. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free four-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor. Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Once again, Gunderson Capital Management has the biggest winner in the market today, which is Isis Pharmaceutical. Now, I have raised a lot of cash. I have 57% cash in my conservative growth accounts. I think in my aggressive growth account, I have about 35% cash. The stocks that I continue to own have to be really, really strong, or they're gone. Isis Pharmaceutical has remained very, very strong, and it's the biggest winner in the market today on good news from a new cholesterol drug candidate that they are working on. Okay, we talked about the bond market in the first half of the show and the bloodbath that the bond market has now suffered, which could have been avoided had you heeded some warnings that I sent out, and just common sense, really, that interest rates eventually, at some point in time, the Fed was going to pull its bid on the bond market, and interest rates were going to head higher. They had nowhere to go but higher. I don't like to stand in front of the Fed, and I don't like to stand on the railroad tracks at night either. I've learned my lesson. You know, it's just not smart. All right, what about the equities market? Well, unfortunately, it's pretty hard for the equities market not to get sucked in to all of this commotion taking place in the bond market. Now, having said that, so far, here's where we're at in the equities market from a big picture point of view. We're now below the 50-day moving average on the stock market for the first time since late last year. That's significant. And I've been saying for the last couple of weeks that 1600 would be a key level on the S&P 500. We went below that key level last week. It's not the end of the world yet, but it was enough for me to take my yellow flag warning, which I put up 4 weeks ago, and raise it to a red flag warning. And of course, we're getting follow through on the selling. And here's the reasons why I took it to a red flag. Number one, what's a red flag warning mean? It means that I would be very cautious about making new purchases here. Very, very, very cautious. I would sew my pocket shut right now. I just saw a good stock too. I just looked at Aetna, AET, which continues to hit new highs. It's the HMO. And I'm saying to myself, boy, that thing looks good. But nope, I've got a red flag warning. What else does a red flag warning mean? It means that, man, the things that you do still own, okay, so in my conservative growth accounts, I'm still 43% invested. Boy, do I have a tight leash on those remaining things that I own. I have to be very, very careful. Here's another reason why I put up the red flag. I don't like the way the rest of the world is trading. China is now down 20% for the year, more than 20%. I think it's like 23 or 24% right now. That's bear market territory. How in the world can the U.S. go on hitting new highs and kind of divorce itself from the rest of the world markets? I just don't see that happening, even though it has done way better this year. I mean, we're up still on the S&P 500. We're still up about 10% or so. Maybe not even 10%. It might be just under 10%. China is down 22%. That's a 32% differential. I mean, how long can we go before we get sucked into that whirlpool going down into the Chinese and the emerging markets? Emerging markets are down 15% so far this year. I just don't see how we can be immune from all of that. Now, let's take a look at the asset classes, which I rank and which I report on every week in my newsletter. Probably one of the most important parts of the newsletter every weekend. You're going, I didn't know Gunderson printed a newsletter. I've done it for 18 years. You can get it for free weeks by going to my website at pwstreet.com. There's my plug. Shameless plug for my newsletter. All right. The leading asset class 2 weeks ago continued to be small cap stocks. It had a B+ ranking. It was the top ranked asset class. It's still, on a relative basis, the top ranked asset class, but it's gone from a B+ to a B-. A B- is much less palatable than a B+. You know, if I got a B+ on a test, I go, you know what, that's not, I'm happy. I'm okay with that, even though I liked A's. But a B- on a test was go, you know, I'm not happy with that. I got to do better than that. So anyways, when the leading asset class is still equities, still small caps, but it only gets a B-, I don't really see any asset classes out there that I'm really interested in. Obviously, gold's not a good one. Obviously, bonds are not a good one. And now even the big winner stocks have become less desirable than they once were. Now, let's look at the bottom and the worst-ranked asset classes. Are they starting to rise? And this is where this question comes in. Is it time to start hedging your portfolio? Over the last year, being inverse the S&P 500, in other words, being bearish, having an inverse position, being short the market has been the worst place that you could possibly be. It's been at the bottom of the heap. Where is it this week? It's still down near the bottom. It did raise two places, but it's still a D+. I don't get too excited about buying D+ ranked asset classes. I'm not ready to start hedging yet. This week, the worst ranked asset class is gold. The second worst ranked asset class is the emerging markets. And the third worst is being short the market. But it's rising in rank for the first time in over a year. We'll keep an eye on it. If I think that I can make money, if I think that this market's going to plunge 1,000 points, which I don't right now, but it's a possibility, then I'll take a position in the S&P 500 inverse or some other inverse index and make some money during that plunge. I'll hedge my portfolios. I'm just not convinced yet, at least as of last Friday, that it was time to do that. Okay, now that we've looked at the asset classes and we've seen that stocks have gone way down, not in relative ranking, but just in enthusiasm. You know what? A lot of this is sentiment. I don't think the fundamentals of the market have changed that much. But the sentiment on the street, just ask the average guy on the street. He'll tell you, gee, the stock market got clobbered. Everybody knows it, right? The sentiment on the market has changed. And sentiment takes quite a long time to repair. I mean, unless the Fed were to come out and say, you know what, I was just kidding. Ha ha ha, April Fool's. No. Then the market would roar, come roaring back. But I don't see the Fed doing that. I think the Fed is getting us used to the fact that the punch bowl won't be there forever and Bernanke won't be there forever. Maybe Bernanke, I don't know, maybe he's just got a thing with Obama. I don't know, because it appears that Obama fired Bernanke. And maybe Bernanke turned around and said, I'll fix you. I'm going to cause this stock market. I don't know. That's a wild theory. But you know what? People get little, you know, they get little, their nose bent out of shape when they get fired. I don't know. Sector rankings right now in the market. The best sector remains the drug sector, the pharmaceutical sector. Now, does that mean that you go in and buy drug stocks? No, it means they're holding up. Look at Isis Pharmaceutical this morning. Look at Actavis. Look at other drug-related stocks. They're holding up. But if they start to go, whew, then we're really in trouble. Again, the healthcare stocks. I just mentioned Aetna, which is hitting a new all-time high. See, they're holding together. But the leadership of the market has gotten really, really narrow. It's basically right now, it's pharmaceuticals and healthcare and still a little bit of biotech. And other than that, pretty much everything is undercutting important support and starting to roll over. So really and truly, if I look at the stocks that I still own, they come from these leading sectors that are still holding up well. Are the worst sectors starting to rise yet? Are we seeing sector rotation? No. The mining stocks, emerging markets, gold miners, basic materials, natural resources, that continues to be a terrible place to be. Well then, where should we be in the market right now? Well, it appears that the strong stocks that remain strong and cash are the best places to be. I'll get a little bit more specific here when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Clear.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Here's what we've talked about so far today. We talked about the warning that I sent out on the bond market months ago and the meltdown that has occurred in the bond market since then. I've had no exposure to bonds whatsoever. And last week was an absolute massacre. I called it in my newsletter, I called it the Bernanke Bond Massacre. In three-part harmony, as our little Guthrie would say. You could get my newsletter. Keep you on track. I'm going to do my best. I put my heart and soul into it. I probably put in 12 or 15 hours into that stinking thing Friday, Saturday morning. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. Talked about Apple once again, how I called it dead money long time ago on CNBC, and everybody was clamoring to get back in. It was 458 at the time. Now it's back down to 400. It's been dead money. I warned about the gold market well over a year ago. I've had no exposure to gold. Now it's hitting new lows. I've been fully invested in the stock market all throughout this seven-month run. 4 weeks ago, I put up the yellow flag. Guess what? June's going to be the end of the seven-month streak. This will be a down month, it appears. We have a few days left to go in the month, but that was a pretty good call 4 weeks ago. I've kept the yellow flag flying. Under a yellow flag, boy, I would say you go to protective mode. No longer do you have your foot on the accelerator. You're looking to take profits. Hopefully, over the last 7 months, you've made some. If you've been getting the newsletter, if you've been listening to the show and finding out where the best stocks were, there's still some out there, but for the most part, they were best stocks. Now, I put up the yellow flags, and it's time to start being really, really vigilant and locking in some, taking some money off the table here. I now have 35% cash in my aggressive growth accounts, and I have 57% cash in my conservative growth accounts. No gold exposure, no bond exposure, no emerging markets. I'm the guy who's been saying avoid the emerging markets in China. China is now down over 22% this year. I took it a step further on Friday. I put up a red flag on the last remaining asset class that was not being affected by all of this stuff swirling around the world. I put up a red flag on the U.S. stock market after having a yellow flag up for 4 weeks. When I go to a red flag, that means sew your pockets shut. Not time. You know, and there's another cliche you're going to start hearing. Oh, we're going to go bargain hunting here. We're going to pick up some bargains. I heard Cramer's trader, Stephanie Link, last week. Oh, we've already picked up some more AIG, and we've picked up some of this. And I'm thinking, honey, are you looking at the same charts I'm looking at? But hey, look, each his own. It's a market of opinions. It's a market of stocks. I'm just telling you what I've done. I have a red flag warning up on the market. That means only keep your strongest stocks. For instance, I have ISIS, which is hitting a new high this week, breaking out to new highs. Maybe I use this opportunity to move aside, because when the sentiment turns on the market, you know, 80% of the stocks pretty much follow right along with
Craig's
it.
Here.
the leadership in the market gets very, very, very narrow. I would suggest that you stay on top of what I'm saying about the market. You can follow me on Twitter, at Bill Gunderson. You can get my newsletter every week, which is probably sufficient. It's pwstreet.com is my website. Or download my app. You can read the tweets every day that I send out on my app, which is Best Stocks Now, which hit number 6 over the weekend in the world as far as grossing, top grossing apps in the world in the financial sector. We were right behind Craigslist, which is pretty good. And I think we'll have the number 1 app in the world at some point in time as more people begin to figure this out and the word continues to spread. All right, listen, I feel sorry for Craig Brock, but you know what? I don't think I had any better of a week than Craig Brock had. Craig, we kind of knew that this was coming. We just didn't know the exact time and the exact date that it was coming, but we knew the general time frame that this would happen. And now we've got the 10-year yield all of a sudden at 2.6%. Where do we go from here?
Well, Bill, you know, this is catastrophic indeed. You know, one of the daunting things are is that there are school teachers, city workers, analysts, a lot of people that will open their statements next week. They're invested in bond funds. They don't even know what they're invested in, and yet they're going to have a shock when they open their 401k statement.
Yeah, treasuries are down now 15% from their high a year ago. Do you think that it's true that Bernanke got fired when Obama made that statement, President Obama?
Well, it certainly could be the case. You know, it's as much Bernanke as it is Asia right now. You know, we're talking, okay, we've got a 1% spike on the 10-year treasury. These yields have really spiking like crazy in Asia. So
oh, yeah, big time.
Complain too much about the 1% on the 10-year.
No, the global bond yields and the global markets. Look, we're still up by about 10% here in America on our stock market. China is now down. Their stock market is down about 22% this year. How can we not get sucked down into that whirlpool that's become kind of a global swirling down of the global equity markets?
Exactly. And you know, Bill, I really feel sorry for the people that have those Chase adjustable rate mortgages, because they really need to get off the fence and do something about it and call our office.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want it to get out of hand. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage, it could really get ugly here quick. You'd be better off locking in, you know, I mean, rates still historically are very, very low. Where can we reach Craig Brock?
It's toll-free, 855-900-3279, 855-900-EASY.
All right, and that's Craig Brock in what's been, you know, a real, you know, I don't know that Bernanke meant to cause the havoc that he has created by using the word tapering and then kind of pinning it down. Well, we're going to taper between now and the end of the year, and that's when it really, you know what, hit the fan, and here we are today. Well, you know what, you do the best you can with the circumstances you're dealt with. Cash is king right now. This is Bill Gunderson. Visit my website at pwstreet.com or give us a call. If your guy's not managing your account, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
Clear. See ya.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.